If you happen to be Nick Lachey's landlord in Manhattan, if you could give us a call and verify that he has an apartment, that'd be great.
Yeah, I want to know where he lives.
Do you? Would you show up there?
No, but it'd be cool.
Because he probably isn't usually there.
Yeah.
And then my sister-in-law called me last night and said, hey, guys at work were talking that Nick Lachey has season tickets to the basketball games. I said, I heard that before, yeah. She goes, and an apartment in Manhattan. I was like, really? And I started thinking about it, and I guess I could see that being true.
Yeah, just in case he wanted to go to Aggieville after a game, he had a place to lay down.
He still has some decent cash. He had What's Left Of Me was a pretty decent hit and everything.
Yeah, his last CD did pretty good.
Yeah, so he's doing well for himself. He's doing well as an independent man. So I guess he could afford an apartment in Manhattan, in addition to whatever other... how many houses do you think he keeps, or places of residence?
Do future cardboard boxes count?
No, current living situations, okay. Sherri-Anne. Okay, if Lachey comes here, comes to the city, we would like to try to make a run at him to see if we could get him to be on the show.
Yeah.
We'll fail at that. But comments like, do future cardboard boxes count, aren't going to help us.
I'm just saying.
Because his homies are listening right now. And
Jeff and Drew and the other guy from 98 Degrees.
Yeah. They've actually had places in Manhattan for years.
Yeah. You know? They go to Rusty's all the time, you know.
Yeah, but this is an interesting rumor that I still haven't heard any real confirmation on. So if anybody ever has any ideas or hears anything on this, please let us know. Our number is 539-9750 or 238-0975. I didn't get any responses on it earlier, so I'm assuming,
maybe they just weren't listening.
His landlord's not listening yet. I assume if you're in the loop on whether Lachey's coming to Manhattan or not, or has a place in Manhattan, you're probably up partying all night. You know, so you may not even get up until our show's over.
Yeah.
Even.
I would be. If I knew him.
If you were in Lachey posse?
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd be in Lachey's posse.
Probably too many.
You know, you're a cool girl and all, but I don't know.
Thanks.
You know, Lachey's posse? I mean,
I don't think I'm cool enough for that.
Well, I doubt girls are in Lachey's posse. I think they're just girls who are, you know,
just there.
Yeah.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
So is that how you want to be into the, you want to?
No.
Okay.
Do you really want him on the show, though? Because I might be like, yay.
And what? Pee all, yourself over Lachey?
All giggly and squeal a bit and...
Would you really? Are you one of those people around famous people?
Not really. I'm usually like, hey, how's dude, it going? That's so cool.
I always try to play it off. Yeah. Hey, man, what's up? Good to meet you.
That's what cool. I try to do.
That's it, you know?
And then afterwards, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
And then they never return my calls.